everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM, and we are at KCAL tonight, joined by the biggest stud on CBS every single night from at 5 o'clock and 11 o'clock, Paul Majors. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you. Thanks for having me here.
Yes.
Appreciate it. Like having you guys over here.
Seconds away from being the second biggest stud on CBS TV, if you ask me.
And the Snickers of the afternoon when it comes to KLSX, Danny Bonaducci. Nice
Thank
to
you.
See you, buddy.
Thank you very
Danny,
much.
Well, pleasure.
Yeah, as Danny, always, man.
The reason I was putting you on, Paul, is I'm doing that Secret Talents of the Stars on CBS, that big
sure,
special.
Sure, that new show, yeah.
So you're about to become the second now, biggest stud.
Can you reveal your secret talent?
You know, I think I can. It's weird. I'll say something one day, and they'll think that was great, and then the next day they'll say, oh, you can't tell.
Can we guess what it is?
Yeah. I do not know, really?
I don't know what it is.
My secret talent?
I do not know.
Okay, go ahead.
Your ability to fall in love and tattoo a woman's name to your body in 8 seconds.
Okay, we've done that talent 7 times. Yeah. I have names everywhere, buddy. Look at me. Look at me. I'm the yellow pages of some chicks I don't even know.
It looks that's like you slept on the funny.
Because I asked them if I could do some martial arts. I wanted to break some concrete blocks and stuff like that. And they said, we saw that on your last show. People know you can do that, so you can't do that.
Something, is it musically related?
Nope.
Is it a physical?
Fun.
It is a physical thing, though, right?
It is a physical. It's a real talent. It's something I'm actually very good at.
Is it anything to do with fighting?
Nope.
Anything to do with sex?
Well, but they go synonymous with me because good sex involves fighting, if done properly. No
fighting, no sex. Does it have to do with gymnastics?
I'm going to say no, but you're getting warmer. And anytime you get bored with this game, you can just ask.
I want to know. You can't tell us, though.
Right,
so
I can.
Gymnastics. Are you wearing like a woman's leotard?
I have not picked my outfit yet, except one outfit. Do you remember Elvis's comeback?
Singer special.
And one day, because if I win, I will be back 4 times. I know that on one day, I plan to wear a black leather outfit from head to toe.
Is that right?
But I will need that for the stunt.
Okay, now what is the stunt? Can you talk about it?
Yes, I can. I believe I can until they call me and tell me you weren't supposed to again. I ride a unicycle very well.
Oh, really?
I've been riding my whole life. The problem is that people who don't ride unicycles assume that anybody who can ride a unicycle can ride like a Barnum and Bailey clown. Meaning, I went to the first day of rehearsal, and we're in a little tiny room, and they said, okay, ride around the room, which is not that easy. It was a small room, and hard turns are difficult, but I ride well, so I did it no problem. And then the guy goes, all right, now, idle. And I got off my unicycle, and what does that mean? And he goes, well, just stand still. On a unicycle?
Yeah, no.
Clowns at Ringling Brothers really high? What makes you think I could possibly stand still on this thing? And it's like, then they casually said, ride backwards. I can't ride backwards. But I have till, I believe I debut somewhere at either the end of April and or May. And I have this much time to learn certain tricks. But I have added, because I know the executive producer very well, I have added feats where you could actually be killed, literally, seriously killed.
Is that
if
right?
I screw up. Yeah.
Are you wearing a helmet on this deal?
So far, not yet. And that's weird, too, because I was thinking, at rehearsal, they're going to make me wear a helmet and wrist guards and all that stuff, because if you don't know how to, you know, if a unicycle falls out from under you, you land kind of on your feet. It shoots out behind you or in front of you, and you just kind of stand there.
So you could be killed doing this.
The two stunts that I personally have set up and said, can I do? And they so far have said, yes, if I don't do right, I will absolutely 100% die. No two ways about it.
So if Frosty, Heidi, and Frank are doing 5 hours again, bad vibes.
It means that there's a bungee stick sticking through my chest because I fell from something I thought I could do.
Now, will you compete against somebody else, or are you just rating it based on your own act?
No, there's 10 people. I'm sorry. There's 16 people altogether. Here's how it goes. And if this
Who
gets
are the
long
other stars?
Or boring, I don't know them all. There's 4 sets of stars in the beginning. Let's say one of them
like
is
Tom Cruise or...
Yeah. Yeah, that's what's happening, Conway.
I don't know. He's
no,
a
you
star.
Have a real grip on my career.
No, I don't
me
know.
Me and Tom Cruise, after hanging out, having cocktails...
Yeah, like,
and going,
like Tom Hanks.
No, after we go to the Scientology Center and we throw a few back, then we go and we ride unicycles together.
Well, if they're gonna use the term stars, I mean, you know... Like,
okay, I told them that on the air today.
Right.
I said on the air today because I'm probably...
You're a celebrity.
Currently the biggest name on this show. And there is... That just screams to me, you have such a hole in your CBS special. Jeez, when Danny Bonaducci is your biggest name, right. You have a very serious problem.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I personally feel, aside from maybe one or two, I have the most interesting skill.
Yeah, I think you do. And taking nothing away from you, I think that you know, they use the term stars loosely. Like,
they
I watched Paul Major's favorite show last night, Dancing with the Stars. And
with our own Carolla.
Yeah, Adam Carolla. And I didn't know anybody other than Adam Carolla. And
I haven't seen the show.
I was waiting for, like, Tom Hanks and, I don't know, Tommy Lee Jones. Those are stars.
That was Adam.
Adam was very good.
But the problem with that is, and this is why I think CBS, the show I'm doing, Hidden Secrets of the Stars, is it's a hassle to do Dancing with the Stars. You have to, and no offense against Adam Carolla, who was, of course, an A-list star. But aside from Adam...
Would you call him an A-hole? What'd you say?
A-list.
Oh,
A-list.
Oh, right.
You know, he's the morning guy, and my bosses are sitting right there. I'm calling him an A-list star. The thing is, you have to feed and house mostly B-list stars. Now, if you ask Tom Hanks or Tom Cruise, would you like a glass of water? They're going to say, yeah, I'll get it.
Right.
You ask Tom Arnold if he wants a glass of water, he's going to say yes and a head massage and a foot massage and a pedicure because I want to prove I'm still important.
Right.
B-list stars are a huge pain in the ass.
Right.
Okay, so I think what happened is CBS said, well, why don't we get these guys to do stuff they can already do, and that way we don't have to feed and house them for 8 weeks, plus their teacher.
Good idea.
And plus they don't all say the same thing, which scares off all the other B-list celebrities.
Right.
Because if you really wanted to work, you wouldn't either be a B-list celebrity or in show business at all. You'd have a real job.
And when does this debut? Is it soon?
I think it debuts the first or second week in April and goes all the way through the first week of May.
Excellent. What do you win if you go all the way to the end?
A lot of money.
How much? 100 grand?
I think if I win the whole thing, it's 150 grand.
Oh, that's
150 grand.
Which is 50 grand short of my alimony.
Oh, babo.
That's the way I look at everything.
So your ex is pulling for you on the unicycle.
Absolutely.
My ex has not pulled for me or on me in 10 years. I must be honest there.
All right.
Hence making her my ex.
Paul Major's with us as well. He's on at 5 o'clock and 11 o'clock every single night on CBS. And I understand there's something cool going on in this building, that all the executives, all the guys who make the high-powered decisions for CBS have all moved into this building. Is that correct? The third floor. Is that right? Now, have you been up there to see it?
Yeah, before they moved in, I'd sneak up there at night and look at it.
Could you describe it to us? I mean, is it spectacular? Or is it
It's like Donald Trump designed it.
Okay. Really? Seriously? Yeah. Gold faucets?
Well, they have a screening room up there that's really fabulous.
Now, see, with you, you're a staple in your business. When your boss calls you into the office, you assume it's to discuss something to do with the news or the programming, right?
Right.
Okay, my boss, or the one I go to first, my direct boss, is Jack Silver.
Yeah.
He called me into his office the other day and he said, close the door for a second.
Uh-oh.
Now, I have done nothing but good jobs, show up on time, had really good topics, and his favorite, which is also my favorite, taken lots and lots of phone calls.
Right.
The second my boss said, could you close the door, I just went, I'm fired.
Yeah, you thought you were
why
out.
Why am I fired? Right. What'd I do? Why am I fired? So when a boss calls you up, do you think that, or do you just think, there's no way I'm fired, I'm the man?
Not usually, but I just always kind of assume that maybe the closed circuit cameras in here, they got me stealing some of their stuff.
Toilet paper.
And also, Paul has told me off the air, and he doesn't like talk about it on the air, but if he gets fired, he's got to find a job sometime in the next 50 years.
Yeah.
Like, if 50 years go by and he doesn't have a job, he's in trouble.
before my divorce, because I used to have a really serious
thing. I need a job in 2 months.
I need a job within six.
Six months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe I could eke out a year, but I refuse to save any money.
Right.
Because
you don't save money?
Not a penny. No. Not one penny. I think if I...
How much do you have in savings?
Like, I would know. I don't touch.
Did you ever
money.
Sell your house in Los Feliz, by the way?
Nope. Sitting there. $5 million.
Wow.
That's a nice house.
Yeah, it's a damn nice house. You see the one I just bought? Bought another one.
Wait a minute. You have a
Put
$5 million...
a jacuzzi on the roof.
All right. And when that sells, though, you get half of it.
Yeah, but then I'll spend that on something else.
All right.
Because it is my opinion, truthfully and honestly, I will set up my kids for college, maybe a down payment on their house. But I went to school with rich children, and I never saw a weaker, more useless group of people than children who had their lives planned out for them and were never going to have to work on.
I know. Did especially you know, sons junior, of, like, comedians.
Junior. Yeah, Junior. Right
well,
here. Yeah,
well, dig this. But the man ass. Works hard for he does. A night shift, nothing
although,
harder.
Although there are some family members who are in question.
I think that's what's wrong with show business is that second generation's dragging everybody down.
I happen to agree with you. Did you know that 72% of people with a net worth of over $1 million have more backaches than people who work for minimum wage?
Hey, I must be a millionaire. Yeah. I got a terrible back.
People who are rich have terrible backaches. And what? Lifting your money? What makes you ache so bad?
I don't know
They're
what it is.
Bending over and kissing a lot of ass.
That's, that's what it is.
All right, Paul Mage is with us. Also, you'll recognize Danny Bonaducci. He's on every afternoon from 2 to 3. And I was actually thinking about this the other night. I have two direct blood relatives that have met people online and married them and married a spouse. Married, there are two women, and they both married guys online.
Right.
Right. And they've both been married for about 3 years, and it seems to be going okay. But there's got to be a time when the honeymoon period is over, right, mm-hmm. and you've met online, and your husband's in the other room on the computer.
Sure.
Back online.
Yeah, he's online.
To be honest with
right?
you.
He may just be checking stocks, but he's online.
I'll even help you out here.
Don't you think to yourself, listen, he met me online. He's in the other
Absolutely.
Room. He's going to meet somebody else online. If you meet somebody and date him online and marry him, you have to throw your computer out.
Let me put this to you this way. I absolutely blame my divorce on MySpace. Now, that doesn't mean it's completely MySpace, because Absolute also happens to be a vodka. So Absolute was 50% of my divorce. And MySpace, trolling for chicks. I mean, I didn't do anything. I never talked to a woman in the same state. If they said, let's meet, I said, no, I can't. I'm married. But I enjoyed the writing and flirting with women.
Well, you never had sex with anybody you met on MySpace?
Before the divorce? Her lawyer listens, dude.
Oh, I see. Okay, after the divorce.
No, Hans, I just went crazy. Are you kidding?
So all the girls that were stacked up before the divorce, you IM'd them all?
No, I actually made them MySpace. That's what they became. They became, well, a little while ago, you were my friend CW12. Now you're MySpace.
Right. And would they fly in from other cities to meet you?
Like I said, I don't save money. I've flown in women from Vancouver, Chicago, New York, and one chick from Mexico, but I lost her.
What do you mean you lost her?
I lost her. I didn't find her at the airport. She came in. I paged her. They said, yes, she's here. She's looking for you, but I never found her.
And that was it?
Yeah.
It's over.
How hard can it be to find another
I think I
chick?
Saw her walking around La Brea and Venice the other day.
Yeah, Will Do Danny for food. Did you
sign? No, but there was like a single Hispanic-looking girl walking around the city.
Imagine that. That was probably her. Yeah.
All right, Paul Majors is with us as well. And now Paul Majors might be able to help me with this. And Danny, you might be able to as well.
I will defer to the man in the tie and the serious haircut.
I made a bet with a coworker about 6 months ago that that I could have lunch with Les Moonves, the CEO of Viacom.
He was just here today.
I know. I saw him walk out. He ran into a Josh Rubenstein.
Yeah.
And then Josh went in and changed his pants for some reason. I don't know what happened. Maybe he's just spilled some coffee on it. But he's now in the building. Now, are you friendly with the big boss, with the guy that can he can come down here and fire you right now?
If he wants to, he can call up and fire all of us.
Right. Yeah. I mean, if he's listening right now, he could say, you know, get those three guys off the air.
And we'll be gone.
Put on K-Earth with, with Christina Kelly.
Shotgun Kelly. I love that guy. Yeah. I love that guy.
Yeah, it's Christina Kelly. Shotgun Kelly. All the mess. All right. So, but could you help me out here? Because I'm going to lose $1,000.
If you bet someone
$1,000. Yes, a coworker $1,000.
You could have
bucks.
Lunch with Les Moonves
in 1 year, and it's been 4 months.
Let's do this.
Can we do it?
You and I just ate dinner downstairs, didn't
right.
we? In the commissary.
Right.
Here's what I'll do. I'll come over here early every day.
Okay.
Right?
All right.
For as long as it takes. When I see him go down, although you know he's got a little eating area upstairs, which is private,
right?
As it should be,
to keep guys like you away
From life and you.
Okay,
but if he ever wanders down to the commissary, I'll call you. You don't live far from here. You come over, sit a couple tables away. You had lunch with him.
What is wrong with you people? Number one, lie, Photoshop.
Right, but okay.
There's your answer right there.
Yeah, Photoshop. But I can get $1,000 if I can prove that I've had lunch with a guy.
You should just call up Mr. Moonves's office.
Well, you know what? I've been here for 11 years,
right?
And you know, if you work at Ford for 11 years, you work at Chrysler, wherever you work, you eventually run into the Lee Iacocca's, the CEOs of the company.
I ran into him one night at the Bel Air Hotel. I was out with my wife. It was a nice evening, so we went over there to have drinks. That guy was 40 sheets to the wind.
So you got to love
40
that.
40 sheets to the wind.
That's when you want to have a microphone.
That's what happened.
And everyone recognizes him, right? And he gets up and he does
Just so you know, for 18 years.
Don't drive the K car home.
For 18 years, I worked for another company. Now, they bought other companies, so it wasn't always the same name. But for 18 years, I worked for the same company, and I never met Mr. Channel once.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Oh, I mean the Clear Channel.
Yeah,
who is the guy?
Never, I don't even know who the guy is.
You have no idea.
No idea.
Just, you know, but what? Just call Moonves' secretary and tell her what the deal is, and then you'll get through to Les. You're Tim Conway Jr. And then tell him
you
give him $500 of the $1,000.
Yeah, or maybe donate $1,000 to his charity.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then again,
yeah,
I'll bet
you
get to have lunch up in his office.
Yeah, but see, this is what's going to happen. I'll donate $1,000 to his charity, and the guy who I bet at work will say, you know, screw you, I'm not paying you, and I'm out $1,000.
You know
the
what?
The deal was just to have lunch with him.
I really like Conway. I like you a great deal.
Thank you very much. Thank
I really
you,
do. And I listen to your show, and I'm always impressed with how informed you are.
Thank you. We got to go to
but
a break, everybody.
I can't stop this.
So there's more?
I'll bet $2,000 you can't. So I will call Mr. Moonves and tell him, if you have lunch with him, if you don't have lunch with him, I will give $2,000 to your charity just to screw you because I think it will be fun.
All right, good. Do you know him?
No, but
you've
I think
never
he'll
met
take
him.
My, he's actually written me 3 letters since I joined on this show.
Is that right?
Secrets of the Stars, yes.
Is that right? Really?
Yeah.
The 3 handwritten letters?
Hell no. He didn't really write them, I'm sure, but they're typed and they say his name.
All right. Well, I mean, it would be interesting. I don't
but
know what I would say to the guy.
$1,000 to your charity if you don't have lunch with Conway.
Yeah. But,
okay.
Like, see, my dad, and I hate to, you know, name drop here, but he is my dad, for God's sakes. And he was sitting at dinner with, maybe I shouldn't tell this story because he's such a private guy. All right. He's with Bob Newhart. All right. And they're sitting
Which
at dinner.
Which one's a private guy?
Both of them.
Okay.
Both of them. But they're sitting at a table at dinner, and this is like 2 or 3 months ago, and they notice at one of the other tables is Sumner Redstone, you know, who is even above, who could fire Les Moonves.
Everybody, yeah.
Yeah, everybody. He could just wipe out everybody overnight. And I believe the story went that either Les Moonves came over to the table to say hi to them, and I think that's the way it happened. And my dad was shocked that, you know, that Les Moonves was coming over to, you know, say how do you do. And I said, well, of course, Bob Newhart paid for a lot of this. I mean, he had 2 series
sure,
that
sure.
ran.
Very successful series.
Yeah, yeah, one that ran 15 years and one that ran, yeah. like, 13 years.
Yeah.
A lot of the stuff, I mean, you know, the equipment here has been paid by that guy.
Yeah.
And those guys, they understand that kind of, you
and
know,
your
kind of celebrity.
Wait, do you have Mr. Moonves confused with someone not in show business? Because he doesn't care what anybody paid for. He didn't care at all. It was like Bob Newhart. Yeah, he was a nice guy when he worked for me. Now he's gone. I got to move along.
All right, we're going to
take hard guys.
All right, we're going to take a break here. When we come back, don't forget that we're on KCAL tonight on Channel 9. So flip your TVs on to Channel 9 tonight, and it'll be on 8:35, 9:35, and 10:35. You'll see Paul Major sitting here, also Danny Bonaducci.
Yeah, Likas coming in tonight,
and
don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, in the 9 o'clock hour, we got Tom Likas coming in, and then in the 10 o'clock hour. And Jack Silver loves those teases, man. All the CBS people, the Jackie Johnsons, the you know, Glenn Walkers.
Josh Rubenstein
with the weather. I hear it's supposed to rain tomorrow. He'll give us an update on that. And so it's a fun-filled, packed night here. And to give you an idea of how jaded my household is with my career, my wife said tonight when I was leaving the house, both VCRs are going to be taping shows I need to tape tonight, so I can't tape your appearance on Channel 9. So my 2.5-year-old is not going to ever see this appearance on KCAL 9.
You know what? Your 2.5-year-old's going to be okay. They're going to be all right, bro.
All right. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Of course, Paul Majors and Danny Bonaducci join us. And don't forget to turn on your TV to Channel 9. And see everybody around 8:35. And we're live at 97.1 Free FM as well as KCAL 9. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Don't forget, we'll be on KCAL in about 12 minutes. So zip home, turn on Channel 9, and you'll see myself, Danny Bonaducci here, and also Paul Majors with CBS. All right, this is April 1st, and a lot of people, I guess, are still with the April Fool's jokes, right?
Hate that.
Yeah, I don't really do them, and I don't find it real thrilling when somebody actually does one.
I don't like pranks, I don't like punning, and I don't like April Fool's jokes. I just hate that stuff.
Well, it would be one thing if there were some creative ones, but it doesn't seem like there are anymore.
Well, I had a
creative one. And everybody knows it's April Fool's.
I had a creative one once, but unfortunately it was real. I was arrested. The only time, like I told you, this bad boy image that's followed me and I haven't had a traffic ticket in almost 20 years.
Right.
April 1st of 1991, I believe, I was arrested. I needed $5,000 bail money, and it was a Sunday, if I'm not mistaken.
Start calling people.
And I start calling people asking for bail money on April Fool's Day. It's like, dude, you
How was that day in jail?
You don't understand, the scariest man in the world is looking at me and calling me sweetheart. Could you please get $5,000 down here right now? And everybody thought it was a joke. Yeah. So I've never decided that these things were funny.
All right, if anybody has a creative one or if somebody got burned on one today, here are the phone numbers, 520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Now, we all got an email. I don't know if you got the CBS Corporate sent out an email saying what we can and can't do on April Fool's.
Right.
You know, we can't say there's a riot for obvious reasons. You can't say there's, you know, a guy who's a sexual addict or you know, a deviant or murderer is on the loose. I mean, the typical things. It was the typical things.
It's the First Amendment where you still can't yell fire in a crowded movie theater. Right.
Exactly.
That's the memo.
But that's how out of control it got. There was one, I think there was two guys in New York who did this last year, and I think they got fired or suspended for it, but they said that the Holland Tunnel was leaking.
Right.
And that's a big one. And I think it was on a CBS station or an ABC station. And they send out a memo saying, you know, what you can and cannot do. I mean, it's sort of, you know, it's just common sense.
You know, they should send out a memo to most disc jockeys that I have ever worked with saying, okay, it is all right to be funny, clever, and informed today. This would be the one day of the year that most disc jockeys would be.
Right. I actually fell for one last year, and I feel like an idiot. But last year, Frosty, Heidi, and Frank, it was either last year or the year before, they said they were doing their show naked.
Right.
Right? And so I'm listening to the whole show, and I buy it. I forget it's April 1st. And I call Ron Iskarski because he said there was pictures taken. And I said, hey, do you have pictures of the Frosty, Heidi, and Frank nude broadcast? And he says, yeah. He says, I actually have them right here. You should come in the office and check them out. He was in on it, too.
Right.
And I said, will you email them to me? And he says, which ones you want? I said, well, I really would like to see Frosty's.
Really? Is that the one you were interested in?
Yeah. And I said, no, of course, Ron, you idiot. I want to see Heidi's, of course. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, Heidi is hot.
Right.
And in the world of handsome, Frank's the handsome one. And to be honest with you, I'm a bit smitten with Frank at the moment.
Right.
And then, of course, Frosty surprised me. They did their St. Patrick show where they drink way too much. And Frosty could no longer speak the King's English. It just that he it was gone to him.
Now, see, I find that unprofessional.
And
I would never do that if you and I.
I understand completely. I don't understand what the hell you're saying, but I understand your sentiments. But he had this Irish girl singing Irish songs, and he literally was in this condition.
Yes, beautiful way.
And I thought, okay, this guy's a wreck. Somebody has to save him. And then he said, can I play along with you? And she said, sure, man. And then he hit those keyboards and played like he hadn't had a thing to drink.
Yeah, he's
That's
good.
A talented cat.
Yeah,
That's
really
a talented
is.
Show.
I
want
to go
around.
And concentrate on my hamburger.
Absolutely. All right, let's talk to Lupe here in Rosemead on line two. You're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Hi, good evening.
Yeah, go ahead.
One of my coworkers told me to tune into a radio station that they were doing something new because of the new HD radios and that they were going to broadcast smell over the radio. And, of course, I fell for it, hook, line, and sinker.
That's fairly clever.
Oh, that's actually
clever.
Pretty good, yeah.
Yeah, that's not bad because actually there was a time, I think in the 70s and early 80s, where they were trying that in movie theaters,
right.
If you'll remember. They would have scents come
Sprayed
out
in, yeah.
when
yeah.
they'd be out like in the forest, you'd smell pine. So right. it's not an impossibility. That's a pretty good one.
Hey, Lupe,
The one that's bad, if I may just jump in for one second, I'm sorry to interrupt, is where they named you Loopy. Okay, aren't you mad at the people who named you Loopy?
Loopy is a nickname.
Lupe.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And Lupe, from my experience, though, there are very few shows over at 97.1 that you want to smell.
No. But I just love listening to your shows, though.
Oh,
nice call,
thank
man.
You, baby.
Nice
All
call.
Right. Now you take care of yourself.
Thanks, Lupe.
All right, let's talk to Andrew and Whittier on line three. Andrew, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you, sir?
Pretty good. You?
All right. You get screwed on April Fool's?
No, I actually screwed over some kids. I work at an elementary school in Sierra Rivera.
And, what capacity, if you don't mind me asking? You're a teacher, a custodian?
Tutor. It's an after-school program.
Okay.
Yeah, and the kids were throwing confetti eggs at each other. You know those eggs that are just filled with confetti from
hence
like
the
Easter.
Name, right?
Yeah. Well, I got a real egg because me and my friends were just egging random things in the morning, and I gave it to one of the kids, and he like kind of looked at it, and I'm like, yeah, it's a confetti egg, and he's like, oh, okay, and he ran up and just smashed it on one of the other tutor's heads,
and he was expelled.
No.
And he's now living on the streets.
Yeah. I'm suspended for 2 weeks. But.
I'm sure you are. You're like that in a Bugs Bunny cartoon when they go out to blow the birthday candles out of a cake, but one's a stick of dynamite.
Oh, right.
Not all that funny.
No, no. And everybody always survives that,
yeah,
too.
Of course.
All right, here are the phone numbers, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. This night comes around once a year, April Fool's. And some people are still into it, even like as adults.
You know, I didn't even look at the calendar.
I forgot that it was April Fool's until you said
that right?
It tonight. Yeah, I swear.
My show today had nothing to... My show today was about things you did not find, that you had no idea you would find sexy on a woman. That's
right.
What my whole show
I remember. I heard
today.
That, yeah, with the chaps and the tattoos.
The only two that that were in common, because everybody said different stuff. Like, I said power. I find power really sexy. I didn't know that. Another guy said reading glasses, that he found that kind of stuff you wouldn't expect. And then some people didn't get the idea.
Like, anybody say ponytails? I like ponytails.
Yes, they said pigtails, though.
I like ponytails and I like hats on women.
Did anyone say thin waist and big breasts?
No, because I chastised those people because some guy called in and said fishnet stockings. And I said, dude, the game is things you didn't know you would find sexy. I find fishnet stockings sexy on Paul. You know, if you put them on, dude, I mean, you're a cute man as it is, but you throw on a pair of fishnets, you've got me. I want you to know that.
You know, you very rarely see women wearing those in the workplace anymore.
No, because the rules are so heavy. I mean, you've had to take the sexual harassment class.
Yeah.
I'm assuming you have in any major corporation. I've had television shows on different networks, radio shows on different networks, and had to take it each time.
Wait, Paul, you have to sit through those videos as well?
Sure.
Is that right?
We have to take them online.
Yeah, we do this. Well, we have videotapes, and we all have to sit in the room.
We just do it online.
Yeah, now I think we do it online. But back when I started at 3580 Wilshire, we were at an old building like on Vermont and Wilshire. And when I started there, I noticed in the men's room it had two posters that said, and both of them were the same thing. It said, "Don't rape. Rape is illegal." And I thought,
well, thank you.
We don't need
much.
That. Yeah.
Well, by the time you get to CBS, doesn't somebody tell you that?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you know,
those should belong in a gas station.
What were these tapes like? Did they dim the lights? And
these tapes are the best. And we used to play some of them on the air as well. But the tapes were sensational because they would say, you know, the jokes that you can't tell and the words that you can't use, and the people in the tapes were using them. Right?
Yeah.
So you sit there and you read something and you go, you can't use, you know, the F word, you can't use this word, that word, and you're watching people use those terms on the video.
Connor was kind enough to do this, and I want to make sure we do this before we go live to television. We were talking about the anti-sexual harassment rules, and we had the Likettes with us, Tom Likas's women, who are so hot, it's just horrifying. And they were having a good time, and maybe, I don't know, my boss is here, and I don't want to be a narc, but maybe they were having a few, who knows.
Right.
And I found out that it is considered unacceptable to hang their calendar at your desk at work.
That's correct.
Yet you can take one home and sleep with them. That's okay.
That is absolutely right.
Thank you for informing me about that.
That is absolutely true.
That's really important to me.
We had to take some of the posters down of the girls that actually represent the station.
Sure. I think that's what makes us 97.1, though.
Yeah.
If the pictures of the chicks that work for us are too racy for our own office, that's us. That screams 97.1 to me.
Yeah.
That's free FM. You can actually have the girl. You just can't have the picture.
Right. Well, back when we had, you know, our own station and it wasn't a big CBS corporate station, anything goes. I mean, you know, you could, come up and, pull the pants down of a chick. She says, oh, that's so funny. That's great. But when you get into, a building with five other stations, you can't, you know, there's a lot of things you can't do. You know, you got to start watching yourself.
Same thing here.
Yeah. I don't see a lot of posters of the Likettes here, by the way.
None, yeah.
No.
I can't pull down the pants of some girl?
I'll put on the fishnet stockings. You can pull mine down.
Right, Rangers in the game.
All right, we're going to be on TV here soon. It's I don't know what they've done here, but they've actually offered us TV time.
And if you turn on, kind of them.
Yeah, if you turn on Channel 9 right now, you'll see Pat Walker there. That is Pat Walker, right? Yeah, Pat Harvey. I'm sorry, Pat Harvey there. And she's talking about the lottery.
Now, before we get to a picture of her and we're on the radio, can I say she's hot to look at?
Well, you can say that on, too.
Oh, I can?
Yeah, she enjoys
that. She's pretty. I like her.
Yeah, and she's great, too. She is pretty.
She is
pretty.
Oh, no, I've watched her. She's a pro, a full-on pro. But being a pro does not make you not pretty. Hence, if you're not, you know, not pretty and still a pro, you're out of a job, dude. You're pretty. You're good. You know, I like you both. I just want to make that clear.
Yeah, but you could tell, I mean, between the two looks here, between my look and Paul Major's look, who makes more money? I mean, please, look at this thing.
You know what? I was going to try and find something clever to say. You're just right. Yeah, he makes more money than you do. There's no two ways about it.
But anyway, turn on your TV to Channel 9, and we're going to be on momentarily. Then we'll take some more of your phone calls.
See these shoplifters today? They wore baggy pants and long underwear. They went in there. They stuffed like 800 pounds of merchandise into their crotch.
Wow.
Yeah. You walk out. Every chick was turning their head as they walked out of the store.
I just got a new show called Stupid Criminals. It's on Smoking Gun Television, and that's all they do is stupid criminals, stupid drivers, stupid this. People are out of their minds with what they think they can get away with.
Yeah, they're incredibly stupid.
By the way, if I do that whole season and win Secret Talents of the Stars, I can almost pay my wife's alimony.
All right, here we go, gang. Turn on Channel 9. We're on with Glenn Walker and Pat Harvey. Look at that.
FM, talk about it all. Tim Conway Jr. and Danny Bonaducci join us live from our newsroom.
Thank you very much.
How
nice
you?
To see you, Pat
you
and Glenn.
Hey, what are you talking about tonight?
Well, strange as it may seem, April Fools.
Okay.
Do people actually still do this? And I think it just irritates most people.
You know what? I forgot about that today. I used to do it with my daughter quite a bit, and she would do it with me, and I'd let her surprise me on purpose. But I really forgot today. But the way you're looking at me, Glenn, you don't have anything planned, do you?
No, remember what happened in Madison, Wisconsin today. We had a story earlier today. Somebody around the Capitol went around and let the air out of everybody's tires of, something.
Oh,
about,
that's a cool.
See, not
that's not a joke, huh?
Hey, real quickly, Danny Bonaducci has no idea how old Glenn Walker is. Real quickly, guess how old Glenn Walker is.
Want to see Glenn one more time, please?
Yeah. All right, let's see. There he is. How old do you think Glenn Walker is?
32.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's what I thought, too.
That's close.
He's 60. Look at that guy.
He's one handsome guy.
Okay, 61
years old.
No, he's in his 50s, but he looks like he's 30. Honest to God, I think he is.
50.
He's 50 years old.
Can I be absolutely straight with you? And I'm absolutely straight all the time. I just meant, can I be complimentary?
That makes two of us.
You are. Thank you. I wasn't trying to flatter you at all. I thought you were in your early 30s.
That's what I thought.
Maybe 35 at the outside, but why take the chance? But you're 50?
Yeah. 50, yeah.
Although there is a little Vaseline on the lens that they shoot him with. As a matter of fact, they're in 2 years, they're going to shoot him right through the Rockies.
No, that's insane. And I want to know because, I've had Botox twice on television. Entertainment Tonight wanted to do celebrities who do Botox. And I didn't do it, but my wife said, come on, do it. You want to be on Entertainment Tonight? And I said, okay. So they shot Botox into my forehead.
Wow.
And I looked young for about an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Well, so speaking of doing this again.
Hey, by the way, Pat Harvey, before we went on the air here, Danny Bonaducci says, hey, I can't say this on Channel 9, but that Pat Harvey's really hot.
That's
something you can't say on Channel 9.
Did say that. I find you very attractive.
Danny, thank you so much.
And a complete professional. I don't mean to diminish that in any way, shape, or form. But check out these guns, Ben. I just want to show you that right now.
Oh, listen. People don't know it. Remember that evening we spent about 30 minutes in the hallway, Danny?
I do indeed. I try not to tell people about it because I'm, going through a divorce and you could get me more expensive.
Hey Danny.
Oh, don't want to do
30
that,
minutes buddy. In the hallway with Danny Bonaducci. It's the Pat Harvey biography.
That's the headline.
All right.
Hey, Danny, love the new show, by the way. The one about the stage mothers. What a bunch of wackos.
It's called I Know My Kid's a Star on VH1 Thursday Nights. Thank you very much. You're very cool.
All right.
We'll see you guys later.
Thanks for having us on.
You're going to be here all evening.
All evening, yeah. Channel 9, all evening.
They'll be back. Folks.
All right. Thank you very much. Look at that. Pat Harvey, everybody. And also Glenn Walker.
Thanks for narking me out to the hot chick. Don't I feel like an idiot? Plus, what's my response? Ooh, look at my arms. I'm like a complete spaz now.
GW, Glenn, he was talking about your show at dinner. That was a real compliment.
He was.
The I Know My Kid's a Star.
Yeah, he likes it.
But honestly, God, that guy's like, it looks like he's 31 or 32.
Just turned 50.
50 years old.
I would have put him in his early 30s.
Jesus
I would say, I have, and I've said this on TV because I represent a product called The Perfect Push-Up. And I have the body of a 20, 25-year-old athlete but I have the face of a 50-year-old drunk, and there's like nothing I can do about it. It's really bugging me. I want to do the perfect face-up. I mean, the perfect push-up, it works great, but give me the perfect face-up somehow so I don't look like Burt Reynolds at the end of it.
See, I got the short end of both sticks. I have the body and the face of a 40-year-old drunk.
Yeah, but 45-year-old you have the body drunk. And the face of Tim Conway. You can't go wrong. You've got the body and face of a genius.
Ah, thank you very much. Look at that. Danny Bonaducci, everybody. All right, we got to take a short break here. We'll take more of your phone calls when we come back. Paul Majors is with us. You can see him on Channel 2 every single night at 5 o'clock and 11 o'clock. And what's coming on at 11? You got some major stuff? I know there's a storm coming in.
Tomorrow, yeah, we're going to have rain tomorrow night. We'll cover that. A lot of other stuff going on. Usually we meet about 10 o'clock when we make it up.
Okay.
Yeah, so we have to come there. Yeah.
All right, so listen tonight or watch tonight on Channel 2 at 11 o'clock. And then you're going to stick with us till 9 o'clock?
I'll be here as long as you like me, sir.
And then at 9 o'clock, Tom Likas comes on.
Are the Likas coming in?
I hope so. Yeah, I hope so. With my luck, it'll just be Dino and Gary. All right, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, and we are live on KCAL as well as 97.1 Free FM.
The Tim Conway Jr. Show, starring Tim Conway Jr.
Look at you.
On 97.1 SoCal's FM talk station.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM and on KCAL tonight, joined by Danny Bonaducci and, of course, Paul Majors. Always nice to see the two of you.
I want to meet Svetlana.
Yeah, she's on Saturday night. She's bringing with those Eastern European women.
Can you give me
an idea? 700 rubles if she's yours, man. Boy. Just a guess.
Yeah, it's this station on the weekend turns into the United Nations.
Yeah, it does. It does.
It does. All right, April Fools, it was today. Did you get hammered? Let's talk to Nick and San Gabriel on line four. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, how are you?
Good, I'm good. So my April Fools joke. I walked into work today. I'm an EMT. And my partner comes up to me and tells me the supervisor wants to talk to me. So I go into my supervisor's office, and he brings up an incident that happened about a couple weeks ago where I got thrown up on. And he tells me that the patient had AIDS.
Oh, no.
And that he pulled out a medical form and started filling it out and said I needed to go in and get tested because I might be infected. And then I turn around, and my partner's standing behind me cracking up laughing. And then he says, April Fool's.
Oh, man.
You know what? I gotta tell you, if you're going to do an April Fool's joke, one with the threat of death,
oh, yeah,
it's pretty worth doing.
Yeah.
You know, like you set off like some alarm, or you say you're going to be late for work, or you set somebody's clock an hour slow so they're late for work.
Right.
That's okay. But where you make a guy think he's going to die a slow death,
yeah,
that's funny.
Yeah, and I'd love the two of you to come out if I'm ever having chest pains. You sound like a fun crew.
I know. EMD and April Fool's joke. How does that not go together?
All right, buddy. Yeah, we thank you for calling. Let's talk to Janet in Los Angeles on line six. You're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Yeah, good. How are you guys?
Good, thanks.
Hi, Janet.
Hi.
What's up?
Well, my April Fool's joke today from my whole office, I sent out an email that said that the company was going to take us. They were going to fly us to Vegas for a summer event. So I started getting a bunch of replies. Everybody's super excited. And I waited an hour, and people are just like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe this is going to happen. And then I sent out another one that said April Fool's. Everybody was super pissed at me.
Yeah, so you have no friends anymore, right?
They should make you pay for all their trips.
I guess people kind of expected it from me because I'm pretty much the joker of the office. But they just thought that it really was going to happen because I sent it out as the summer event. So.
You know, yeah, doing that this time of year at Countrywide is not a really good idea.
<Nice call.
laughs> All right, Janet, we thank you for calling. folks, if you've been listening to the show for a little while, you know that Gina Grad, our screener, is busted out. She's got like $40 in her savings account. So what we
is
did
that is true?
Yeah, it's absolutely true.
Do you need money?
Yeah, she does need money.
How much?
Enough that to make her really want to hang out with you and Amy.
No, I got shine Amy for a minute because right, I'm not sure what Amy will or won't do. Although I think she might be curious.
All right.
But yeah. A couple of grand to make you float?
Yeah, come here for a second. Gina Grad is worth $40. You have $40
oh,
on
no,
you, right?
No, she has $40.
That's
she's
all you got is $40, right? Line blue there.
I'm going to go over
there. You go.
Go
ahead.
Rent was due today.
How much?
So
640.
I got it. On me.
You do?
Swear to God, yeah.
Wow. Oh. Well, my rent, my mortgage was due today, too.
I don't care about you. I don't even like you that much. I told Silver before I got here. I said, I don't even like this Conway guy.
Right. Hey, I had the same conversation with Bob Moore about you. All right.
But... I'll go up one. Go here, hold this.
All right, so you're worth how much today?
Liquid?
Yeah.
Liquid, I'm at about -500.
-500.
Yeah.
No, see, when you talk about what you're worth liquid, I can help you.
What are you doing with all those? With all the $12 an hour you're earning here? You've thrown it away on like
on
food and rent?
I totally squandered it on electricity.
All right. Anyway, so we have a gift here for Paul Majors. And he went out and on eBay, he bid on my old headphones. And for $355... Here they are.
There they are, baby.
Yes.
Look at those.
Wow. Look at those. And autographed as well.
Oh, right on the top.
Yes.
These are going right to the Broadcasting Museum in Beverly Hills. I'm walking them over there personally.
As well they should.
Yeah. Anyway, those are all yours. And Gina Grab might be jumping out of the hole here for a second.
Yeah, I'd like to thank Paul Majors for his generous eBay bid.
$355. Is that going to bust
you?
Well, let's stop about talking.
Almost. Can I borrow some money from Gina?
Let's stop talking about jumping out and talk about jumping in.
Jumping in.
I've got the rest of your rent right here on.
Here's the weird thing.
We're breaking in like 7 minutes. Meet me behind the potted plant.
What do
we
take? Four-minute breaks?
Probably.
I'll pay your rent twice in 4 minutes.
All right, we got to take a break. Congratulations on the big headphones
there. Thank you, sir.
Paul Majors. Watch him tonight at 11 o'clock on Channel 2. Danny Bonaducci, thanks for stopping by. Always nice to see you, Babbo.
Danny, good to see you.
And Tom Leick is coming up. But first, David Letterman's top 10 list. And then Gina with the news.
Before you read that, is she kidding or not kidding?
I don't know if she's kidding or not. She's never made that offer to me.
I've got like $3,000 on me.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
I always carry bear money.
Parking
always,
lot. Out. Parking lot. It's all
dude,
you.
Are you cool?
All right. There it is, everybody. Now, again, at 9 o'clock. Tom Likas is coming by, so I know a lot of people like to talk to him, and we'll take your phone calls. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on KCAL, as well as KLSX 97.1 Free FM.